Hey, we're live. I got this awesome Agile Coaching Oakland t-shirt that I got from my coach in Oakland, New Zealand. So, hey, good morning, everyone. This is the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. It's a little late at 7:51 a.m., but got to enjoy a nice coffee with my wife because she had off today. So, had a coffee and a muffin. Take some time out and relax and enjoy life and just chill. Everybody wants to go, gotta work. Sometimes you just gotta take it a little easy. Anyway, I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, Agile Coach, and on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way. But what are we gonna talk about today? Today is step 3 of 5. So it's step 3 of 5 for what I would say is part of my Agile transformation way of doing things, right? If possible. And today we're going to talk about coaching teams. That's the topic for today. And I want to thank Edwin. He's one of my coaches. I've been over, I should do it at 2 a.m. Master Scrum when I go work with the people in New Zealand. Usually their events, I'm up at 2 in order to go attend their events and everything. So he gave me this t-shirt. So congratulations to Edwin for getting the job as a Scrum Master. Anyway, so we do this show. It's about tactical and practical for Agile and Scrum. We're talking about transformation of enterprise a little bit. And what do you do as an Agile coach? You could do this as a Scrum Master too, if you like, because I've done that too. Some of the same techniques I'm going to talk about now, I've done with my teams. And we do it to bring value sooner, quicker, faster to our customer without working crazy hours. So you get home. So you can stay up at 2 o'clock in the morning and attend the Oakland, New Zealand Agile Conference, right? That's why we do this. No, so we can have fun and go enjoy some time with your family and friends, right? Like I did this morning. Had coffee with my wife. Relax. She went off. I don't know what she's doing now. But anyway, so that's why we do this. So you can not work crazy hours, right? So, okay. So this is step 3. We talked about and this is our 590th episode. We're almost 600 episodes. Can you believe that's crazy? Oh, and I want to thank, we got a listener on our, podcast from South Carolina. So slowly but surely we have a listener in every state in the United States, and we're going across the world, but I go back and forth to see worldwide and in the States. So the first one was about introduction training to management. Second one was about picking teams and some HR stuff. Today, I want to talk about coaching teams, talking about the leads and the people. So, coaching teams and enterprise transformation. Now, remember, an enterprise transformation, you're talking about people that may not know Agile, right? So, we talked about picking the teams yesterday, what to look at pairing, things like that. So, when I coach my teams, I like to start out with the leads of the team, and where I can, I work with the Scrum Masters to coach some ceremonies or do a training session on a particular topic, whether it be sizing, could be how do you do retrospectives, can be do your team norms and documents. Like I usually like to do the team norms, work with them on that, show them how to do that. Do some whiteboard activities, come up with definition ready, definition done, and kind of and make sure that gets done, right? Because so many groups don't do that, or they may have done it way back in the past, and it's really not really done anymore. No one follows it, so try to reinvigorate that as part of their group. Because I got a lot of teams that say they were Agile before I got there, and were doing it, but they weren't following in their own document, their own plans as a team, right? And a lot of times, Scrum Masters, to be honest with you, don't revisit them like they're supposed to every so often. So leads and people. So again, like I said, I coach the leads. I meet with them. I have my coaching agreements where I share with you all before. I'll meet with them prior, make sure they got everything, see how things went post, sit in the ceremony sometimes, pretty much stay quiet about something, and then I'll give my opinion. I don't make it rough, like, oh, you're doing. I don't say that, but I've heard that lately. One of my old coaches, she came back and told me, I miss you as a coach, which I appreciate very much. She's like, well, new coach, he's terrible. And he's, well, you mean, is the way she described it. And I'm not so mean. Sometimes I'm a real coach that I want to make you work your ass off. And people are like, oh, crap, here he comes. And I ask tough questions, right? That's what a coach does. If they didn't ask tough questions, they're not a coach. I'm going to tell you that right now. They kiss your ass every day. And they don't say, yeah, no, guy, I'm with you, but, you know, there's some other things. And maybe here's something you should think about as you make these decisions. Or did you think about this as you made the decision? The but's not a good word to use in a coaching conversation, by the way. You may think it in your brain, but you don't speak it. You think it, but don't speak it. That's the difference. Some coaches speak it, and then you go, oh, crap, there we go. All right, so leads. What do we do? You know something I came up with the other day? Because there was a lead leaving a team, and he was a tech lead, right? And don't be naive. I mean, maybe the managers would want this, like, hey, if we do the scrum thing, we could fire all our senior people and just hire the junior people and save us money, right? Don't think that way when they talk scrum, because we'll all be cross-trained. We don't need no senior people. You want senior people on your team to help train the junior people on the team. So there is going to be a knowledge barrier between people, and a lot of times these senior developers or senior people on the team kind of take over the conversation. Here's an idea. I will be teaching a class, but I don't teach it yet. The IC Agile ACC, the Agile coaching class, right? Why do I say that? Because it teaches people how to coach. Because what you really want is these senior people to coach the junior people. You don't want them to tell them what to do, how to do it, and what to do. You want them to coach them. So one of the things I came up with the other day, and I really thought, I said, this is actually pretty good. Invite the senior people to take an ACC course for IC Agile. It's a really good course. It teaches them how to coach people. And I thought to myself, that would be a really valuable class for a technical lead to take. It will produce results and give them something to use right away versus all the other crap, okay? Scrum Master, it's general stuff, whatever. But that course would be actually very useful for a tech lead, okay? Or any leadership position where you want them to coach and transfer knowledge, do a knowledge transfer to people. ACC, I recommend it. Facilitation class? Definitely all the Scrum Masters should take that, and definitely all the Scrum Masters should take the ACC because they're going to be coaching their teams too. So those two courses is something I really recommend. It. Not giving a plug. I did it myself. This is what I learned as I went through the things and what came to value to me to get to where I am now, and just to coach teams. Just it's good stuff, right? I wouldn't send you a wrong way to a piece of junk class. There are some junk classes out there. So that would be something. So my new recommendation is invite them to take the IC Agile ACC course. Now the people, coaching them on how they do things, how they work, working long hours, the number of tasks. I coach them on not taking so many tasks. And I encourage them when they only have one task, I celebrate. I go, I was in a meeting the other day, and okay, this is where I bought into the things, and they're going through the daily scrum, and I saw the one person only had one task on her board. I'm like, can I just say thank you for doing one task at a time? I don't know if we're there yet, but because there was another one that had 20 tasks, I'm like, oh God, we got a lot of work on this person. But the one that had the one task, I was so thankful for. So sometimes I talk about that when I do coaching. So that's coaching teams. The other thing I would do with the team, and I took this class. I don't teach this class. I would love to teach this class. I'm not at that. It was the Agile Alliance Scrum Developer course, Certified Scrum Developer. So it's a CSD. That is a course. It's not Safe DevOps course, okay? It's not that course. The developer course teaches people how to pair program, how to use different tools, techniques, all that kind. I got that for one of my scrum teams one time, and it changed the way they operated on day one, right? Or actually, well, it was a three-day course. It was actually a five-day course because they got a CSM and the CSD in the same week-long course. But they changed how they worked, how they operated, because you know why? they saw another developer who was really good at coding, and I can code too, but this guy knew his stuff, how to do it, and they took it on in their transformation process. So that was if you can do it and your work will pay for it, that's a great thing to have, because a lot of those classes are internal, because what they do is they have you bring your code up and those developers that teach that class work with you in your code. I know it's either JavaScript or PHP or Java is the class, usually the class they do it, and they teach you techniques and stuff like that. But that's what I would do. So there's a couple courses about teaching people. Again, I coach them on how things are going, what to look for, techniques to save time. My big thing is saving time. I don't want people wasting time in meetings. Anybody watches me coach, I'll tell you one thing though. The teams I'm coaching now, they used to have half hour daily scrums, and I got them all down like 6 minutes, 7 minutes. They're done in 7 minutes. They probably don't realize how doing it the right way, it doesn't take that long to do a daily scrum, right? And you're done and out and you're doing your other things. And then people come and they're actually there on time. It's kind of scary. But when I do coach them, I coach them. It's like, we're not wasting our time in the meeting. I want you out there coding, building some neat shit. You know what I mean? I don't want you in a meeting. So that's what I have for today. Again, thanks, Edwin, for the Agile. What does it say? It says Agile Coaching, Oakland, New Zealand. That's when I do my 2 a.m. Master Scrums from 2 a.m. Master Scrum shows. Though I love it. I love talking with the people in New Zealand and around the world. So with that, I'm going to say happy Thursday. Give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Please ring the bell, and you should get a notification. I don't know. I muted my phone. Did I get a notification? I got so many things. I got an Agile Austin invite. I just saw that pop up on my phone. And yep, right there. And right there. Yep. I got a breathing exercise. Video influencers. Yeah. So there I am. Right there. I got my t-shirt in the picture. Sweet. So I wish you all an awesome day. Happy scrumming. Enjoy your day. And remember, some of those courses, I really do think, and I thought about that yesterday, they need to learn how to coach people, these senior tech people. That's the course they need to take. It's only a 3-day course. It's not like a IFC coaching course. It's really an Agile on how to coach people, how to mentor people, how to coach them in a one-on-one, how to ask powerful questions. And I really do think the ACC course is the one course that all these senior tech people should take. It's not a plug, though I'm teaching the class, I'll take it. But of what I've seen in classes out there, and I got a lot of certs if you look at my stuff, that is what I thought about the other day. I said, you know, really should be taking this ACC course, because I know we offer it to Scrum Masters and Agile people, and people want to be Agile coaches, but I really think that is a good class for those tech people. Anyway, with that, have a great day. See you tomorrow. Take care, everyone, and happy scrumming. See ya.